Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. Oral Roberts, the intensely homophobic backwoods fire and brimstone preacher who died on Tuesday at 91 years of age, was among the founding fathers of America's pseudo-Christian extremism that, according to blogger James Hipps of GayAgenda.com, today fuels the rise of Sarah Palin, Ann Coulter, and Michelle Bachmann. But Hipps writes, as a founder of the alliance between fundamentalist Christianity, big business, and the Republican Party, his legacy includes the social polarization and economic division which ultimately split the nation into its red and blue states. He enabled the cynical political exploitation of wedge issues such as abortion, which resulted in George W. Bush's rise to the White House, the popularity of Sarah Palin, and the beggaring of America's international standing. Roberts' crowning achievement was founding the Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in 1963. He claimed that he was acting on God's commandment. Oral Roberts University was opened 2 years later and is today the largest fundamentalist religious university in America. Fully accredited academically, it preaches what it calls a holistic education of integrated mind, body, and soul, with mandatory church and exercise as well as classes, much like a British public school of the Victorian era. It immediately became notorious for severe dress codes, strict segregation of the sexes, and a ban on homosexuality. Meanwhile, the owner of a brothel more than 2 hours' drive from Las Vegas says she hopes to hire Nevada's first legal male prostitutes within a month, now that state health officials have approved a method to test men for infectious diseases. The world is ready for women, or even other men, to legally buy sex, according to Shady Lady Ranch owner Bobby Davis. Plus, she says, being the first to offer male service could boost business in tough economic times. Davis told the Las Vegas Sun, with so many other male reviews going on in Vegas, we thought it was time to give this a try. Until now, men have been effectively barred from legally plying the world's oldest profession in Nevada by the specificity of a state health law requiring prostitutes to undergo frequent cervical testing for sexually transmitted diseases. The health board approved a regulation to allow urethral testing for men, a crucial rule change by the state agency with ultimate power over whether prostitutes can or cannot work. Outfront at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.